Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investment. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
We're a few minutes after 10 a.m. here on News and Views from 9 till noon. That means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you guys?
Well, I'm hanging in there. I'm flying solo so far today, but Jack should be joining me here in mere moments.
Well, when he does, you tell him I said, how are you doing? I'm sure missed you today.
I'll let him know.
But I'm loading the car and fixing to head to Montgomery. One of your great listeners had a water damage, and I'm going to run over and look at it and see what we got to do to get him straight back out as quick as possible. Picking up some supplies at Henry Tile and coming back to Prattville. We're just busy as bees today.
Well, I mean, that's an unfortunate reason to get new flooring, but it is a reason. And so, folks, if you have any unfortunate water damage, leaks, it's happened in places I've lived. Sometimes it's, you know, just simple plumbing or an overflow issue. I know the folks at Bravo Carpet can hook you up right. And you, what type of flooring do you think he's going to go with, if you don't mind me asking?
You know, I'm not sure yet because I won't know until I walk into the door. Here's the thing, guys. I'm pretty really, really good at it. When I walk in, I look around the house in 3 seconds, I know what to do. I'm like, oh, we got to use this, and oh, we got to use that. And that's why I'm always preaching, we want to do the free in-home measurements, because when I walk in the door, I know what to do at that point.
Yes, it's much better than just a phone conversation. I enjoy these, Ray, but if I was going to have you put flooring in my place, I want you to be there, see it, actually do the assessment in person, and that's why y'all push it, and why it's free, a free in-home consultation and measurement. All you got to do, folks, is call Prattville Carpet at 285-8117, 285-8117. When you call that number, be sure to tell them you heard Ray here on News and Views from 9 till noon.
All right, sounds good. Guys, give me a call, 285-8117. I'm sorry, somebody else just walked up and said something.
It's all good.
I was on the radio.
It's all good, Ray. I appreciate it, man.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good day.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More News and Views from 9 till noon when we come back. Oh, there's Ted Cruz. He looks so much better with a beard. I think he might have been president if he had had a beard. Yeah, well, maybe.
Hi, this is Sharon with the Depot Furniture Gallery. Choosing to advertise with Blue Water was an easy decision to make. Our goal was to increase sales, and they reached the audience that we wanted to connect with. Our sales rep has been great to work with, and we couldn't be happier with the results.
Millennials, Gen X, Baby Boomers, Gen Z, no matter what you call your customers, over 90% of them listen to radio every week. Reach them where they are. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Kingback Ranch and Event Center is gearing up for our fall festival, and you're invited. October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. There will be fall treats, fun games, contests, and much more. Hook up to your camper or rent a cabin on our 125 acres of rolling hills and lakes, and welcome in the fall. Admission is $7. Kids under 3 are free. The Kickback Ranch Fall Festival, October the 24th from 3 to 8 p.m. Go to kickbackranch.net for more information or call 286-4140.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I think I'm a very stable genius.
I got hairy legs.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can find.
In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon.
There's no need to take a stand.
272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228 is the big voice ad. This hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
Just call me angel of the morning.
You know what? Shut up, Juice Newton. There's too much serious stuff going on. Don't want your angel of the morning crap. I don't even know why I played that song. Anyway, I'm pissed off because here's a new ruling. David, I hope you're listening. A federal appeals court yesterday upheld North Carolina's plan to extend the time for accepting absentee ballots in November 3rd balloting. November 3rd balloting, that doesn't actually mean November 3rd. The U.S. Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, well, their decision denied an effort to keep the state's Board of Election from counting ballots postmarked by November 3rd, but arriving before November 12th. North Carolina in past elections has counted absentee ballots arriving up to 3 days after the election. But the election board agreed last month to extend the deadline to 9 days amid the unprecedented number of mail-in ballots as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. Judge James Wynn wrote about the court's 12-3 ruling that all ballots must be mailed on or before Election Day, and that the accepted change is simply an extension from 3 to 9 days after Election Day for a timely ballot to be received and counted. That is all. The appeals case was filed by President Trump's re-election campaign after a U.S. district court held up the plan last week. I'm sure it'll go to the Supreme Court again, and John Roberts will agree with folks again. Yeah, we believe in democracy so much, we want to stretch the rules, says the left. Tyrannical bastard. Welcome to News and Views. Who's this?
This is Bobby D.
Hey, Bobby. How are you doing?
All right. How about you?
Yeah, I'm great.
Hell, are y'all's clocks, is everything on time? Mine seems to be... Thing seems to be thrown off. I don't know. Bizarro world.
Your clock's thrown off. What do you mean?
Time. Cell phone. Hour off.
No, but the clock I look at here. Anyway. The clock I look at here on the station is the atomic clock. It's the same exact thing on my cell phone.
Atomic clock. Golly, isn't that a statement for the time? T-minus election day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I feel like an atomic clock. I'll be going to the ballot box that day.
You should watch your dairy intake then, sir. Good God.
I'll tell you what. I stayed up last night and I think I saw 4 asteroids for the Orion. I saw about 4. There's supposed to be 20 or 30 an hour, but I seen 4 in about an hour. The sky was pretty clear. It was pretty. I've seen some nice meteor showers, but it wasn't last night unless somebody caught it when I wasn't looking. I guess that's when it happens.
So were you calling to tell me about the meteor showers, or what's on your mind today?
Oh, just calling. Love the show. Looking forward. Hey, everybody, get out there and vote. Don't believe anything that the news is putting out there, because polls. It was a great election night last time. And I pray it's that way this year.
Have you had any pollsters call you, Bobby?
Oh, golly, you wouldn't believe. And as soon as I give them a hint of the way I'm laying, the way I am, they couldn't get off the phone quick enough.
Yeah, I've had a few of those too.
And I'm for everybody, but I'll tell you what, the way these gangsters, the Bidens, and you see how the CBS, ABC, NBC, all 3 major networks, and, Fox ain't, the traditional 3 networks,
mm-hmm.
are running cover for them, and Facebook, and Twitter, and Instagram, and all of them, to anybody that is truly an independent person would be like, hey, what's up with this?
Right.
Why are they doing this? I mean, it's the ultimate sign. Why are they doing that?
Yeah, and I hope folks...
Hey, fill in the blank. You know why.
Right. And I hope folks waking
up. They hate one person so much, and then they got, I guess their last salvo at them is whoever, the lady that's going to be the moderator.
Oh, Kristen Welker, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's crazy. This the other side of Texas.
Well, if you if you see a shooting star, make another wish for me. Lay off the dairy, and I'll watch the clocks for us all.
Hey, there we go. Hey,
thank
you,
Bobby.
A good one. Tell Rusty and everybody, I'll be listening to the Rusty and Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Have a great, it's almost midweek.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Appreciate it, Bobby. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Ken.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm well. And it's obvious that they do dislike the man, and maybe some people hate him, especially people in the news business or profession. The question beyond that, though, is why do they hate him?
Right.
He stands to kill the goose.
Yep.
Or a lot of them. A lot of them. Golly, just look at what Hunter Biden and his father have been accused of by their own hand, by their own record keeping on their hard drive. So it's obvious why they excuse me, they fear him probably more than they hate him. But look at it this way for extended time for ballots. There may be some people in some early voting states that right now would like to take their vote back or change their ballot. So maybe giving them an extra few days may not be a bad idea.
Maybe. And I just hope it's not a gaming of the system.
Well, as a parting, I'm sure they'd love to game it. For their purposes, it may turn out to be not for their benefit, however.
Fair enough.
But let me leave you with, Juice Newton is not the problem. And that angel in the morning, for most guys and gals, don't represent the problem. She's a good singer. Don't get her involved in this. Come on now.
It was just the person right in front of me when I had to let it out.
She had the misfortune to be the one you selected.
Right, I'm not married, so I can't. Well, you probably shouldn't do that in a marriage either. But appreciate it, Ken.
Possibly has nothing to do with it, Joey. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Ken. 272-9228. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, it's Kip.
Hey, Kip, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, you mentioned about the polling, and it was my understanding or my thought was that the polling more or less goes to landlines, because I haven't heard of anyone getting called on their cell, or I haven't gotten called. I've asked around. Not that it means anything, but
it depends.
How are they doing the polling?
It depends on the polling firm. This poll that got it really right in 2016, Trafalgar, they do landlines, online, internet stuff, cell phones, and they also make sure their sample sizes are in the thousands of people, not just the hundreds.
Right.
And they were much more accurate. I've gotten a few calls, and I had one nice conversation. I'm like, I'm just going to stop you here, man. I'm not voting for Doug Jones. I'm actually a conservative talk host. And it led to like a 10-minute conversation of, oh, how'd you get into that? Most of the time they hang up on me. I'm going to start just telling them, yeah, I'm voting for Biden and Doug Jones.
But does it come to your cell, or do you have a landline?
I do not have a landline. It's my cell phone.
Yeah, I figured, you know, hardly anybody does anymore. So that's the reason why I'm going. And my mom still has one, so she's not going to answer the phone. You know, I don't know. You know, I'm hoping it is like it is last year. And, you know, that we're just getting just the one-sided push. But I wanted to sort of verify how they were doing their polling.
Yeah, it depends on the firm. But there are some getting more creative with cell phones and even online aspects. Though that's the whole thing. You got to certify they're real people when you do stuff online.
Right. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Kip. 272-9228, News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning. My name is Ben. How are you doing?
I'm all right, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing great. I was just going to pose a hypothetical to you. If you were King, or let's say Trump, on November 4th, out of the three, which would you tackle first, or which one do you think is most important? Election fraud, which is a broad thing, so we just say mail-in voting, or the intelligence agencies, or the media, that includes Facebook and social media as well. which one would you tackle first? Which one needs to go?
That was, to me, an easy one, I would say, intelligence agencies, because the king, so to speak, or the president at least on parchment, has the authority to rein them in. He actually is their boss, really, at the end of the day. So I would tackle what you could tackle. I mean, can you imagine, like, if we actually had a king in this country, think of it this way. It's like Gordon Ramsay going in on Kitchen Nightmares, like going into the State Department. What the is this? What is this? What is this mess? I would do the intelligence agencies first, because I think if you go after their power, understanding you also do have, you know, foreign threats out there. You need some semblance of protection in that regard. I think the press, the media sort of works itself out. I think what we're seeing right now is the birth pangs of a new sort of media. And because we're going through all these changes, the old media is really shrill and trying to fight back, and I think they're losing. And then in terms of election fraud, that is so a local state issue, it really is, that I don't want to federalize that. I think the best thing is to make sure their best practices, and people at the local level are making sure to look out for that. It's much easier for Ben and Joey to look out at what's going on in our given county and precinct and state and talk to John Merrill here in Alabama than it is for one person in D.C. or even a committee in D.C. to look at every single thing in the nation. I think it makes it more ripe for fraud when we federalize it.
I agree with all your points. I think one of the sticking points with the media is going to be the social media, Facebook, Twitter, and the such. And I know they're having hearings, but we've had hearings, for the last 10 years on that stuff. So I would love to see them regulated somehow, or at least deregulated, whatever you might call it, but not protected and not given funds. I feel real cheated that we're actually paying for this.
and then you get the old hat public funded, like PBS, but that's a whole other thing.
Nobody, I don't think anybody watches that. CNN doesn't bother me either, because nobody's watching that either. Thank you, Joey. I appreciate your time, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you, Ben. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in on the program. Again, this hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. In MLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. Excuse me. Got a burp there. Anyway, Jack Campbell should be joining me soon. Let me double check. He's making a quick detour. He just texted me. Okay. All right. Great. Talk to you soon, Jack. Jack! Hurry up! And Ken's right. I shouldn't let out my anger and frustration and angst against Juice Newton. So we'll go out with a little more Angel of the Morning and be right back. 272-9228. If you want to get in on the program, 272-9228.
Not if my love can find your heart. There's no need to take a stand, 'cause it was I who chose to start.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Ernest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents A Social Distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Ernest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details, or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Ernest Financial, LLC.
Hey, it's Greg Goodell. Water is 60% of what you are. And if the water you're putting into you, the water in your home, leaves residue and has chemicals and particles in it, that's the same water that you're drinking, cleaning dishes with, bathing, cooking with, and your pets are drinking. Aqua Systems offers a whole home water filtration solution, and it costs you nothing to have yours tested with the lowest water filtration prices in the state of Alabama. Aqua Systems experts can permanently solve well water and hard water problems with their American-made products. Call for a free estimate in the River Region at 377-4304. That's 377-4304. You want great water? Go to iwantgreatwater.com and do it now. You'll never have to lug bottled water again with Aqua Systems. That's 377-4304.
Hey, this is Randy with Super Pond Center on Burbank Drive. When we advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting, we get results. Spend your money where it counts. Blue Water Broadcasting.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. Now, this next story is a little lesson. And things aren't always as they appear. This is how you fall for trolling. This is how you sometimes fall for other tricksters, but sometimes it's also, you fall right into a bigger, deeper point. Things aren't always as they appear. This comes out of the Bay Area, San Francisco Bay Area. Oh, wait, no, excuse me. Bay Village. This is a... Where the hell is this? I saw Bay Area, folks, and I thought San Francisco. But I believe this is like Canada somewhere. No. Canada, Cleveland, St. Barnabas Bay Village. Okay, that's what this is. There was somebody who called in a report. It's 20 minutes after, a certain statue was installed, created by a Canadian sculptor, Timothy Schmaltz. What a name. But this statue, if I could describe it, it looks like a bench. Now, it's clearly a monument. It doesn't look like a normal bench. It's bigger than your normal bench. But it kind of reminds me of the statues you see out there at the Alabama Shakespeare Festival. And it's a big bench, and it looks like there's somebody laying on the bench, covered in a blanket. Now, this large bronze sculpture clearly looks like a sculpture. But 20 minutes after this sculpture was installed, again, a bench where it looks like it's a homeless man laying under a blanket, the police were called, saying there's a homeless person lying on the bench, covered in a blanket. Turns out the sculpture was commissioned by a local pastor, Father Alex Martin. He had a conversation with the police officer reported, you know, who arrived at the scene after the report of a homeless person sleeping on the park bench. The pastor here said that while the police officer was extremely professional and eager to learn about the sculpture itself, he believed the incident could serve as a catalyst for conversation about how to best help those in need. Turns out, folks, the sculpture is a sculpture of Jesus. It's called Homeless Jesus. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not naive. There are people who are professional homeless. But I thought that was a nice touch. Sometimes art can teach a lesson. And for the police to be called 20 minutes after this statue of homeless Jesus was installed, well, I think it kind of proves the point for why the statue was needed. Again, this was in Cleveland, done by a Canadian in Bay Village, that area. A fascinating story to me. Another odd story that came across my radar, and I'm sure some of y'all saw this on the BBC. Here's the headline. I'll just give the headline right away. Girl, 8, pulls a 1,500-year-old sword from a lake in Sweden. You know, we were just talking about kings. An 8-year-old found a pre-Viking-era sword while swimming in a lake in Sweden during the summer. She found the relic in a lake while her family was on holiday. The sword was initially reported to be 1,000 years old, but experts at the local museum now believe it may date to around 1,500 years ago. It's not every day you step on a sword in the lake. The level of water was extremely low at the time, owing to a drought, which is probably why the little girl uncovered the ancient weapon. I felt something in the water and lifted it up. Then there was a handle, and I went to tell my dad, and it looked like a sword. The girl's daughter told an English-language news website, The Local, that he initially thought his daughter found an unusual stick or branch. But I'm looking at a photo of this thing, folks. Remarkable. Yeah, 1,500-year-old sword from Sweden. I think she should be queen of Sweden going forward. I think that's a good story right there. 272-9228. Jeffrey Toobin, by the way, is still disgraced. If you didn't catch the news yesterday, Jeffrey Toobin, still way disgraced. That's what you get for macerating your strawberries on camera. During a work call, you know, I've been having to set up Zoom and Teams videos and all this stuff here as people are dealing with the COVID. And I can't imagine ever doing that during work, especially a work video call or just a normal call. What the hell is wrong with you, Jeffrey Toobin? Oh, and by the way, 50 Cent doubles down on his opposition to Joe Biden and Joe Biden's tax plan. 50 Cent's quote is now, I don't want to be 20 Cent. Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. Oh, but Trump is racist. Racist. Oh, sure he is. Sure he is. I don't think we have a race problem. We have a political problem. And there's one party who thinks that because you are a certain race, you must vote a certain way. And they've done a hell of a job of reinforcing that idea. Now, I will say Republicans for decades have also done a hell of a job of reinforcing that idea. But Donald Trump's tried to change that some. And the more he's tried to change that, I thought the Republican National Convention was a direct appeal to so much of the black community in different ways. And yet they double down. Of course, he had that stupid mistake in the debate. But, I mean, the dude's denounced white supremacy how many times now? So 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hello, Joey. Good morning. This is Ellis.
Hey, Ellis. How are you? Would you call the police on a homeless Jesus?
No, but let me tell you, that is a very good idea. And it brought to mind my wife and I and son's trip to Chicago one year. We're walking down the street in a small alleyway. There's a homeless guy covering under a blanket. So my wife went over to him, tapped him on the shoulder. He lifted up, turned around. She said he had the bluest eyes. Eyes just blue, piercing blue. And she said, you know, I think I was looking at the face of Jesus in this guy. So you know, she gave him some money, and he laid back down. You know, we walked around the block and then came back about 5-10 minutes later. He was gone. But there, for the grace of God, go I. That could have been Jesus on this earth in human form. We don't know. But I think that statue is a very good idea, because every other block or every block in these major cities, there's homeless people. And we got to do something about that.
Right. And it's so often not something that's like, oh, let's put a government program on it. It's
no.
A lot of these folks are dealing with mental illness, dealing with drug addiction.
Right.
The two go together. Yeah. And, yeah, it's rough.
It's up to our church communities, the churches, not the state, not the government. You know, the state can help if they want to, but it's called, you know, you got to have a heart and love. It's why Jesus was on this earth, to teach us love and compassion.
Yes.
So I think, statue's a very good idea, and we should probably have more of them.
And it's amazing that
it
proved its point and justified its existence by having the police called on it within 20 minutes. It's amazing.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to call and say, we do have a problem, and it needs to be addressed. And, you know, like you said, there's got to be something we can do, and I think the church, community churches, and this pastor was stepping up and doing something, and we need more like him.
Amen. Appreciate it, Ellis.
So God bless you, man.
God bless. 272-9228, News and Views. You're on there. Who's this?
Hey, Joey, it's Bill.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
I heard y'all talking about the homeless, and I just got in the truck, so I barely caught any of it. But as you may know or may not know, my daughter lives in California. She used to live in San Francisco, and they gave her a territory now in Los Angeles. So she's no longer in San Francisco. She's in Los Angeles. And rent out there is extremely expensive, whether it's San Francisco or Los Angeles. She has a little, I guess you'd call it a suite, because it's only about 650 square feet. Ooh. That she rents. And she only pays $2,200 a month for that 650 square feet. So it's pretty expensive to live out there.
Yeah, just a bit.
But I was talking to her about all the homeless people out there, because during this pandemic, a lot of them have just kind of disappeared. So she started doing some research and asking some people that she works around and works with, you know, have they seen homeless people, because the bulk of them have disappeared. It turns out that Governor Newsom basically bought some buildings with state money, refurbished them into 1,500 to 1,600 square foot condominiums, and has stuck all the homeless people in these condominiums at the state's expense. And needless to say, as word is spreading out there, he is not real popular for that exact fact right there, that people that work and earn a living pay exorbitant prices, and he's giving condos to homeless people.
Well, and I wonder how much that'll solve the underlying issues, too.
Well, the state's already broke, so, you know, there's not, you really can't hurt the state economy that much more, because when you got nothing, you got nothing.
Well, I mean the underlying issues of the individuals who found themselves homeless. I'm sure some, it's just, you know, bad luck. That does happen, but a lot, the vast majority, you're talking about underlying, you know, mental illness, drug addiction, like I said, and just, you know, getting a place to live is one thing, but I'll bet a lot of those folks had places to live, and then they ended up on the street for a reason, and so it's about solving the underlying issue.
There's a portion of them, because when I went out to visit her, I actually had to interact with some of the street people, because if you're out, I mean, you get confronted. Sure. They'll walk up to you and demand money, demand cigarettes. And I don't even smoke. And I'm like, I couldn't give you a cigarette if my life depended on it, because I don't own any. But with that said, in talking to some of them, a lot of it is drug issues.
Yeah.
A large portion of it is mental issues. And the bulk of the issue with most of them is they just gave up. It was easier to live off the government than have to get up and go to work every day. And I had two or three tell me, you know, they were CPAs, they were lawyers. A lot of them are computer programmers that write programs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they just found it easier to live the way they're living than have to get up and go to work every day. And that to me is really not a very valid reason to be homeless, because it's easier to let somebody else take care of you, to live out of a shelter or in a homeless kitchen. You know, those, when people give up, and that's kind of what triggered the last caller saying that it's the church responsibility. I agree, the church has a responsibility there, but us as a society, I think we have to help the church draw some lines. You can't help people who will not help themselves. Right. And that's just the hard facts of it.
Well, that's why I think that welfare programs, so to speak, I don't necessarily mean government programs, welfare programs, government or not, need to be as local to a community as possible. That way people can, you know, understand and assess this. And I'm not, you know, necessarily hearkening back to the idea of deserving poor or anything like that. I just mean that when you know the people in your local community, you can be on top of things a lot more than just, oh, here's another number and another program.
Absolutely. And as you know, it's the old adage: teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. Feed a man a fish, you feed him for a day.
There you go.
If they're not willing to help themselves, and I know our church, Church of the Highlands, we have quite a few paroled individuals that are at our church and stuff. And I will tell you that by far, most of them are great people. In fact, I don't know that I have met anyone that has been paroled that is attending our church that has gone back to institutional life. But with that said, you know, most of them understand that you've got to surround yourself with people that you can be accountable to. And most homeless people don't do that.
Right. Well, Bill, I appreciate the call. Good one.
Have a good day.
You too. 272-9228. Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm all right. I had to take care of a little business this morning.
You're in the dark.
I'm sorry it's so dark.
Yeah.
But this light fixture eats light bulbs, and the last one I have just blew out. Must have been last night.
Okay.
Or this morning. So I have no light except for what's on my pretty face.
Well, I can see you now, especially being lit from underneath your face. That just looks...
Doesn't that look good?
Yeah, like beautiful, like a ghoul. Yeah, it's great. It's great. You look great.
How's Joe Biden doing today?
I don't know. He's hiding. He's in the basement. He's preparing for that debate. And did you hear about the big, stinking, rotting fish Giuliani threw on the table last night?
No, but I've had the TV on all night, and I was in the bedroom, and it was nonstop talking about this.
He put out the big stuff that we've hinted at, the underage folks. Now, I don't know if the president's going to go there on debate night, but it made my stomach churn, and it didn't make me think of politics or voting. I already know I'm going to vote. It made me think, what a tormented soul this guy, Hunter Biden. It was, yeah, I don't know if Rudy should have gone there, though what is described does sound illegal. very bad, and apparently it's been reported to Delaware police by Giuliani.
Well, and the thing is that, and I hate to say this because, you know, Hunter Biden is not Joe Biden, you know?
Right.
And I don't think that has anything to do with the campaign. Now, the fact that if Joe Biden took money or made kickbacks, that's a big issue.
But yes.
This other stuff is peripheral to me. And they, you know, I don't know how you feel about it.
No, I feel the same way. Other than it does tie into the larger story of, wasn't, you know, like Burisma in China and other companies saying Romania were giving Hunter Biden all this money because he had a great branding strategy. No, they were buying pull in the Oval Office, essentially. Pull at the White House.
Yeah, sure.
And that's exactly what they were doing. But and if Biden was getting kickbacks for that pull, that connection right to the White House, that is a big problem. And it's a little different than...
It's a criminal offense.
And the New York Times has a story out, you know, last night, Jack, that Trump has business in China. We can see it on his tax returns. It's like, yeah, it's a little different when you're going for licensing and branding contracts.
And I believe his is out in the open. I don't think Biden's was.
Well, they're claiming there's this one bank account in China that it wasn't on his financial disclosures because it wasn't under Trump's name. It's under the Trump Organization's corporate name. And the lawyer for the Trump Organization said, yeah, we do that to pay local taxes to the Chinese where we have licensing deals. So it's like they're muddying the water, and we'll see what happens on debate night. But 272-9228, we got to hit a break here. 272-9228. We've been all over the place, Jack. We've talked about the Federalist Papers and the Electoral College, and I talked about the statue they just erected in Cleveland. It's like one you'd see out at the Alabama Shakespeare Park.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like a bench with a homeless man under a blanket, but under the blanket is Jesus. 20 minutes within that statue being put up, somebody called the police on it.
Oh, my God.
So it kind of proved the point of the statue's existence. But, yeah, a lot going on. And an 8-year-old girl in Sweden found
who paid for the statue?
It was a local pastor working with a Canadian sculptor.
Oh, for God's sake.
And an 8-year-old girl in Sweden found a 1,500-year-old sword in a lake. On holiday. So,
really?
She's going to be the next queen of Sweden.
Was she over there diving to find out more about climate change?
No, I don't think it's Greta. But, you know, you bringing up Greta Thunberg, that is just unconscionable, Jack Campbell. I mean,
where was she from? Sweden?
Sweden. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Well, but here, we got to hit this break. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions
and our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody
and got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local seven-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. You may have noticed our weather pattern is in transition. Not only are we getting a little warmer every day and every night, but showers will soon return to our forecast. Today, a sun and cloud mix. I think we should be dry. The rain chances are not zero, but under 20%. Today's high 85. Tonight's low 67. Tomorrow, some widely scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible in the afternoon and evening hours and Thursday night, but the rain chances are small. High temperature tomorrow around 83. Showers and storms become a little bit more numerous, though, by Friday and Saturday. We're still in the low 80s, and I think we're dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a Better Buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's betterbrubaker.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center, located at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway. Why don't you stop by there today if you're thinking about repainting the bedroom, the kitchen, maybe the front porch. New Look Decorating Center is a Benjamin Moore retailer specializing in interior and exterior paint and stain supplies. They're your local choice for all those paint and stain supplies. And the owner over there, Brian Carr, paint specialist in his own right, Brett Lanham, who's the manager and a paint specialist, they can make your inspiration, whether you're doing it yourself or contracting out your paint job, they can make that inspiration a reality. New Look Decorating Center, their number 271-0007, 271-0007, or again, stop by that showroom at 6237 Atlanta Highway. Either way, whether you call or stop by, be sure to tell them you're a News and Views listener. I'm Joey. He's Jack. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm all right. We got a lot of calls coming in here, Jack. And before we hit the top out break, let's get to a few. Let's talk to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. With the discussion of the homeless coming up, you know, it was only a year ago that that was a very hot topic here in our own city, in Montgomery.
Oh, yeah.
We had panhandling being a major issue. And it was ironic because I was traveling for work at the time and was in Lexington, Kentucky, and saw, you know, spent 3, 4, 5 days there, saw absolutely no panhandlers, no homeless people, and I was like, a city this size, that's very uncanny. And then I noticed that they had started a program, and long story short is, at every intersection where they had major panhandling issues, they had a sign posted that said, panhandling is not allowed. If you want to make donations to the homeless, go to this website or call this phone number if you need assistance. So basically what they've done is the city of Lexington, in conjunction with private partnerships and social agencies, put together a program where the city funds a van and a driver. And from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, if someone is in distress, needs help, they call the number. The van and the driver goes around, picks them up, finds them a day's worth of work to do. So they find them a job and they work from 8 to 5, feed them lunch. At 5 o'clock, they then get taken to where a group of representatives from different social agencies across the city are there, and those agencies offer assistance with finding a job, with finding, getting financial help, with finding a place to stay. So, and it seems to have worked. You know, panhandling has cut down drastically there, and I saw nothing at all. I even kind of presented this to the Montgomery City Council to review, and it kind of got pushed to the side based on the latest, greatest, what needs to happen to get me elected again issue that came up. So, there's solutions there. There are cities that have done it, and, you know, there's ways to do it.
I love the idea of that program. Like I said to Bill earlier, I think these sort of welfare charitable things should be at local levels, because you can get creative like that program there in Lexington.
Exactly. And one last thing, for those of you who are maybe in a financial strain, if you got any extra money, put it into Pitney Bowes stock, because I got a feeling it's going to be going up the next 2 weeks.
They make the machines that affix postage on envelopes.
You got it.
Well, I appreciate it, Larry, and I also would suggest, I've suggested it before, buy stock in enemasupply.com. I don't think it's going to go bust like it did in the late 90s. Thank you, Larry.
Kind of a crappy idea, Joey.
Indeed. 272-9228, News and Views, who's this?
Joey, it's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
How you doing, man?
Doing all right.
Hey, man, I want to share something with you and Jack. You're not going to believe this. Changing the subject just a little bit.
Sure.
The COVID-19 situation, and I want to get this out on the air where everybody can hear it. I know an individual very close to me, he's a family member, that him and three guys went to Tuscaloosa this past weekend just to get out and enjoy being up there, you know, game day situation and all like that. And they were standing on the outside of a restaurant. They did not have masks on, but there was hundreds of people standing around, you know, just enjoying themselves, having a good time, like people trying to do this day and time. And a golf cart pulls up, and a plainclothes officer gets off the golf cart and asks the guys where their mask is at. Hmm. Well, they have them with them. He doesn't say, you need to put your mask on. He just says, where are they at? And they pull them out. And they said, well, hey, you want us to put our mask on? We'll be glad to put our mask on. Well, he doesn't give them that option. He writes all three of them a ticket. Now, I want you to get this. When he gets back home, they contact the court up there yesterday to see what the ticket was. But, you know, they were thinking 25, 30, maybe 50 bucks. To settle the situation. Come to find out, the ticket is $300, and